As a Star Trek fan, I can appreciate that Star Wars is coming in December, but there are things I need to know, like how am I going to learn the difference between a metachloride and Metamucil? There's just, I need a central place. Well, Microsoft developers don't have this problem. There is one place where you can go learn about all of our technology, and it's Microsoft Virtual Academy. A lot's been going on, and a lot is coming up, and that's what we're talking about on this episode of Dev Radio. Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Jerry Nixon. And hey, I'm here with Matt Calder and Andrew Parsons, both PMs on the Lex team. What's the Lex team? Is it Lex Luthor? No, it's the Lex team, Microsoft Learning Team, L-E-X. Matt, Andrew, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, Andrew, I've never had you on Dev Radio before. I'm really excited that you're here. Who knows what secrets you're going to unveil? But before we start talking about anything MVA related, tell me real quickly, who are you? And I mean real quickly. I mean, I'm not that interested.
So, grew up as a dev, worked as an evangelist alongside you a few years ago, but first in Australia, then the US, and now I'm here in the Lex team trying to excite students and devs about learning to code.
I cannot wrap my head around anybody leaving DX, but leaving DX to learning probably is the most natural progression, I suppose, for sure. So we miss you, but we're glad you're there. I'm sure you've got a lot of good stuff going on. But before we talk about all the things that are kind of magical in your pockets, let's talk about other things that are happening with MVA. We haven't had a, hey, what's next on MVA Dev Radio in quite a long time. Matt, I think we've got a little bit. I want to look back on the calendar, talk about what developers maybe have missed. They can go back into MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com and kind of look at the calendar and find what, or look in the catalog and find what has been happening.
What's been happening? Well, first off, some really good Windows 10 content. Start off with developing universal apps with Don Box. It's about 30 minutes with one of our technical fellows, I think that's his title. He knows a lot about Microsoft, where we've been, where we're going. And it's just it's a great explanation of why you would make a universal app, how Microsoft has gotten to where we are, and what our thinking is around it. So if you want to think about, you know, hey, how's my data going to flow across everywhere and why? It's a really good 30-minute thing to spend
your
time
on. Let's just talk about this one for a second. What would take a normal trainer to get across in, you know, 8 hours? Don Box manages to pull together in like 30 minutes because, honestly, he's one of the most knowledgeable people in Microsoft, understands everything at a really fundamental level. This is a pretty awesome opportunity for anybody. In fact, I would say anybody out there, if you're like, hey, I'm an Azure guy, not really a universal apps guy, that doesn't even matter. You deserve to treat yourself to come listen to Don Box talk for 30 minutes.
Totally worth your time.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. If no other reason to come to MVA, this is the starter. All right, but there's more.
There's more.
What else happened while we were away?
Okay, well, if you've got, like, say, maybe 6 to 7 hours to learn about...
A real course,
yes. Building Windows 10 games with Unity 5. Mm-hmm. We recorded that one live a couple months ago, but it's taken us a while to get it up. It is there on the site now. Go watch it. That is a good one. Lots of good stuff in Unity 5. And, of course... Windows
is that,
10.
Is that Adam Tupler? Is that
it? Is. It's Adam.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
Awesome. Yeah. Who else knows Unity as well as Adam, it seems? Yeah.
Spare no expense.
Then if you've got, say, 12 to 14 hours.
It's getting better. Hey, you say that, but I've been on MVA. I've seen the new player, and I can change the speed.
Yes, so you can do this in like as little as 4 hours.
Yeah, hey, we joke, but man, that's the only way I watch videos anymore.
Absolutely, I cannot watch unless I'm like fast forwarding. It's not fast forwarding, just double speed.
It
is a nice feature. Yeah. So we made an update to a course that you helped us out with, Developer's Guide to Windows 10. This go around
with Andy Wigley this time.
Andy Wigley,
yeah.
And so we released Windows 10. This is the RTM bits we're talking to now. And we're just going to keep updating this course every time we need to, because Windows will keep updating. And so bookmark that one course, keep coming back to it. And this month
this
we've
got the never-ending course now.
It's the never-ending course.
Yeah.
Until you're done writing your app, you can keep taking this course.
That's a 2-day course. You're saying it's 12 hours, but it's really 2 6-day courses, right? That's the way it was broken up.
Yeah, it was two six-hour days. But you know, really, they do a great job of you don't have to watch it all. It's very modular. You can jump in any like half hour of it. You're going to learn something worthwhile. Yep. And so, you know, it's find what's useful to you, jump in and get started with that. And come back for more when you're ready to go deeper.
And because I'm not part of this version of Developer's Guide for Windows 10, you don't have to put it so much a fast forward. Like, you don't have to skip it. It's like loading information now. Total knowledge.
It's all content now, man.
It's all content. That's right. All right, so we got Don Box talking about universal apps. We got Andy and we got Shin, both doing Developer Guides for Windows 10. Beautiful. I love it. Yeah. Keep going. What else did we miss last month?
Well, for web developers, using Node.js with Visual Studio Code. Node.js, real popular framework out there. And Visual Studio Code is actually, people are liking it.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's a super lightweight text editor, if you haven't seen it yet. Works on any, you know, any platform. It's
any platform, meaning Mac, Linux, and Windows.
Yeah.
And almost a Visual Studio experience for developers as well. Yeah, you're right. It's gaining popularity a lot.
Yep.
Good. Oh, so this is a course dedicated to VS Code and Node.js.
And Node.js.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
And then, if you like Node.js, we got something coming up for you. September 2nd, live with Jeremy Foster.
Ah, nice.
Mastering Node.js, modules and packages. So you can...
Well, this would be the last course you would need to take then. I mean, once you're a master, is there a super master, Jedi master? I'd have to look that up. I don't know enough about it.
Watch the course. You'll find out.
It does say mastering modules and packages, so I'm sure there's plenty of other Node.js you could probably master.
Yeah. Got it. All right. Makes sense to me. All right. So we got Jeremy Foster, who I absolutely adore. Yep. He's got it. It's going to be live in September, all on Node.js. Brilliant. Yep. Brilliant.
And then September 9th, we've got creating dynamic web pages with Knockout with John Galway and Christopher Harrison.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so, all the names.
All the names. Yeah. All the JavaScript tools. All the
A-team.
So a lot of good stuff for web developers, and we'll just keep that coming. So,
all right, so I can see some trends here. You know, just last month, there was all this stuff with Windows 10. This month, it's going to be a lot of stuff with web development. That's nice. Yeah. I can I like these patterns kind of going on. Hey, I was going back. I was looking at stuff because I like to rewatch my own videos.
We all
I was going
do.
Through the catalog. Yeah, I was going through the catalog. No, I forget the stuff, man. That's so funny. The video, you know, 6 weeks later. Andrew, seriously, this happens to you too, doesn't it? You teach it, and you're like, I have no idea how to do it. Yeah,
I have books on the shelf with my photo on the front cover, and I have no idea what's in those.
It sounds like a joke, but it's so true. Anyway, that all being said, I was going through and I was looking at some of the old the quick start challenges where you're kind of going through just a quick little thing, and I didn't see any modern, you know, released quick start challenges. Is that still a live thing?
We do still have quick start challenges. There's some in the pipeline.
Okay, cool.
I couldn't tell you which is coming next, but stay tuned. We'll get some of those out there.
There's going to be a HoloLens quick start challenge someday.
There has to be.
Nice. And so tell me some other things. A lot of has happened with MVA in the last, it's been 2 months since
we've been 2 months. So. Well, the platform team has been working hard, the guys that make the site actually run.
Oh, yeah.
And the improvement we're really excited about, and maybe we shouldn't be as excited because it's a little embarrassing that we have to do it, but we've got new search on MVA.
Yes. And it's beautiful. You
search
can go in there.
Will finally work. The way
I have discovered, you go in and you type a term, and it pulls up courses on that term.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I mean,
actually, now you can string together multiple terms.
I know. Multiple.
Which is honestly new.
That's right. Yeah. Visual Studio actually gives you Visual Studio.
Yeah.
Nice.
But we're hugely excited about it.
Well, now the best part of having a search that works properly is you stop getting emails that tell you your search doesn't work properly.
Yeah, I can't. Well, emails from you. I can't find my course.
I keep typing in Jerry and I'm finding nothing. That's right. And, you know, I went in and it used to be I would just type XAML because I was the bulk of all the XAML courses. You've got tons of XAML courses now. It's really awesome. The catalog's really full. It's really feeling good.
Yeah, XAML's really important. Good. Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, we're not going to argue about that. I think we're all. Importance of XAML on the Windows platform, no doubt about it. All right. Now, Andrew, I'm going to turn the spotlight over to you for a second. Is there anything you'd like to talk about?
Yeah.
Ah, brilliant.
Just a little thing. Just a little thing. So earlier this year, we ran the first Know It, Prove It challenge for MVA, and that was all about getting people to kickstart their year, right? February, you know, let's the year, right? We all, as developers, all never seem to have time to train. So it was a 1 month challenge to get people to do that, right? And take that moment in time to really do that. So we're doing that again. We're actually having the Know It, Prove It Summer Sweepstakes in September.
Sweepstakes. All right, keep.
So just like the February event, there's multiple challenges you can sort of sign up for. There's the Windows 10 Developer Guide for Devs. There's the IT Professional Intro, Getting Started with Windows 10 for IT Pros. And there's going to be a student-focused one as well. We're just trying to finalize which course.
So Dev, IT Pro, and Student will all have a track that they can
They'll all have a track, down. Yeah.
Okay, great. And this is the summer sweepstakes?
Yeah.
Remind me, when's the last day of summer?
So, yeah, we kind of just... I see September as being still...
We need a course on using the Gregorian calendar, please.
Well, you know, as an Australian, summer doesn't hit until December, so, you know.
But no, good recovery.
This will launch in September, and we've got those three different tracks that they can sign up for. Now, it's called a sweepstakes for a reason, and that's because we're going to select one person who successfully finishes the entire challenge, right? So, we're talking hours of content, which is going to only benefit them, but actually, we're going to actually give them... a chance to win a trip to Microsoft.
Ah, the lunar campus up on the moon?
Up on the moon, that's right. No, up here in Seattle on the Redmond campus, the main campus. We're going to give them the campus tour, take them to the visitor center, company store, meet and greet with MVA experts.
Yeah, nice. Maybe even see the garage.
Yeah, the garage, the studio.
Not the car garage. The
home of the future, all those things. It's going to be a great experience for this whoever the winner is sweepstakes. So we're really excited about that as just a different way.
Andrew, who can participate in that? Can you participate no matter where you live? What if you live in Australia?
It is a worldwide competition. Obviously, certain countries may not be able to participate. So once the T's and C's come out, we'll be able to confirm that. But yes, it is a global competition. Okay. We're really excited about that.
All I have to do is complete it. All I have to do is go through the courses and then actually do the challenge.
Yeah,
that's the end.
Yep, it'll be like you do it, and then you tweet at the competition entry point, and you in to win.
That's awesome. What a cool deal for developers. How fun is that? And a lot of developers haven't had the opportunity to go and visit the Microsoft campus. It's a lot. I mean, it's dazzling. I mean, it's a nice opportunity. Yeah, I mean, it's the right word, I think. It's the coolest thing. I love going up. I live
just
in Colorado.
Just look at our offices.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We'll show them
the shiny
those
stuff. Offices?
Now, here's the locker. Here's the front door of the studio. Yeah. It'll be great. It'll be fine.
Yeah, that's cool. Home of the Future is a cool thing, too. There's a lot of neat things right there on campus. Yeah. Really cool.
Yeah, really.
Just Washington's neat, too, so that's really great.
Yeah.
What a cool sweepstakes. So a lot of fun that's going to be happening there with MVAs just around that. So that's pretty cool. Are you heading that up then, Andrew?
My team is. Julianne, Arsenault, and I are two peas in a pod running that. So
three peas in a pod. I mean, who's counting? Who's if we can't use the calendar? We can't use math, right? That's beautiful. I love it.
But yeah, so keep an eye out on the MVA website for the details of that. That should be coming soon.
Sounds awesome. Yeah. Sounds really awesome. Cool. All right, Matt, I'm looking back. I got a lot of Windows 10 stuff that I could have learned last month, but it's not too late. It's in the calendar. It's in the catalog, and it's sitting there waiting for me to go watch now on demand.
Have to search for it.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm sure there's a Windows 10 special section. In fact, I know there is, right? That cool way to navigate is Windows 10 is a prominent way to go and jump right into it, too. Yep. So very cool. I love the new site. I really do. I mean, you know, it's been several little iterations, and I think every single time it gets a little bit better. We're at a really sweet spot right now where it's really cool. Really cool.
A lot better than it has been, for sure.
Yeah.
Matt, when are you teaching a course?
I taught a course for the instructors, kind of a meta course, last week. So, but
did you really? I thought I was just putting you on, you know, putting pressure on you. That's awesome.
No, nothing to anyone watching this would be interested.
Wait to watch it. That's going to be terrific. Hey, Andrew, thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, no worries. I just want to do one more plug for another part of MVA. Sorry, this is the other bomb I forgot to tell you. we just launched the student portal on MVA as well. And so imagine at MVA, if you go to the main website, and you'll see developers, IT pros, data pros. There's now a fourth tab there called student. And that is primarily aimed at those students who want to learn to code. They've heard about this. They're trying to figure out if coding is for them. And we have a bunch of different topics in there, learn to code. There's actually an introduction to the cloud and a couple other things that they can really dive into. So probably not, for the audience that we're talking about right now, but maybe for their kids. So.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. What a cool option, man.
Yeah.
That's a really cool option. Matt, I'm sitting here with Darren May. This is like a super MVA day.
Are you? Yeah.
We've done all these courses together, too. We're working on Template 10 together today, so it's been wild. All right. Hey, MVA, you know I love it. Developers who don't know about it, they don't know to love it, but of course they should. MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com is where you go to get it. Create your own learning plan to learn whatever it is you want. Matt, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me here.
All right. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.